With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. With the help of Democrats, the House has voted to prevent a government shutdown. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The House voted overwhelmingly to prevent a shutdown after new Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan.
On this vote, the yeas are 336. The nays are 95.
Johnson's proposal puts forward a unique two-part process that temporarily funds some federal agencies to January 19th and others to February 2nd. It comes without any of the deep cuts conservatives have demanded all year. It also fails to include President Joe Biden's request for nearly $106 billion for Ukraine, Israel, border security, and other supplemental funds. Norman Hall, Washington.
A former Fox News reporter could be held in contempt of court.
A federal judge is weighing whether to hold in contempt veteran journalist Catherine Herridge. She refuses to identify her sources for stories about a Chinese scientist who was investigated by the FBI but never charged. The lawsuit seeks to force Herridge to reveal her sources for a series of Fox News stories back in 2017. Herridge now works at CBS. Press freedom groups are closely watching the case and say forcing a reporter to reveal sources would have a chilling effect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A charter bus filled with high school students was rear-ended by a semi-truck on an Ohio highway, leaving six people dead and 18 others injured. Three passengers on the bus and three people in one of the two passenger vehicles involved were pronounced dead at the scene. The crash happened shortly before 9 a.m. on Interstate 70 West in Lincoln County, Ohio. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 489 points. The Nasdaq rose 326. This is SRN News. China steps up its efforts to co-opt Christianity.
The country's Ethnic and Religious Affairs Committee has hosted a major gathering of religious officials in Beijing aimed at furthering the sinicization of Christianity. To sinicize something is to make it more Chinese in character or form. In practical terms, it's an effort by the Communist Party to bend Christianity to its purposes and make it subservient to the will of the government. The conference has been followed by a fresh wave of persecution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Education Department officials held a meeting with Jewish leaders on Monday, briefing them on efforts to address a rash of anti-Semitism on America's college campuses. Nathan Diamant of the Orthodox Union tells the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, "They realize this is a crisis, but we're still looking to them to be as aggressive as possible and as proactive as possible." Some Jewish leaders want the department to initiate investigations. This is SRN News. Motor vehicles with higher, more vertical front ends are the most dangerous to pedestrians.
That's according to a highway safety organization. An Insurance Institute for Highway Safety study found that whatever the nose shape, pickups, SUVs, and vans with a hood height greater than 40 inches are about 45% more likely to cause fatalities in pedestrian crashes than cars and other vehicles with a hood height of 30 inches or less and a sloping profile. But among vehicles with hood heights between 30 and 40 inches, a blunt or more vertical front end increases the risks to pedestrians. John Scott reported.
The San Diego Padres say owner Peter Seidler has died. He was 63. Seidler poured hundreds of millions of dollars into trying to bring a World Series championship to San Diego. He was a third-generation member of the O'Malley family that used to own the Dodgers. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.